It's day 11 of the February 2015 Audio Challenge feature event. Today's subject material is name or describe five aspects of your country, or to describe your country in five aspects or points. The way I interpret is what would best describe the essence of your country. And my country, of course, is Scotland. And I know we're part of the UK, but that's another story. As far as I'm concerned, my country is Scotland. How do I describe five points or aspects of Scotland? Well, there's the accent. I guess that the Scots accent is known, not just known throughout the world, but it's enjoyed throughout the world because so many people want to imitate it. They want to have a go at "Hey you, Jimmy," which is actually not proper Scots accent. But it is when people hear a Scots accent abroad, no matter where you are, their ears pick up because we've experienced this and we've heard so many other people's. In fact, it's well documented that when a Scots accent's heard almost anywhere in the world, that people's ears pick up, especially those that a distant heritage of Scots ancestry from a way back. So if you go to Australia or America, Canada, and that, there's so many Scots that have been over there and down the generations that as soon as they hear Scots accent, a real Scots accent, they want to talk to you. So I guess that would be one. Although it's been much abused over the years by, probably more by the Scots people themselves, with all these fake things and the Scotty. Oh, and Star Trek. Yes, anyway. The Scots are also very friendly people. It's not unique because we've been abroad quite a few places and friendliness has been great, but I guess they're kind of renowned for friendliness and a warm welcome. Food and drink? Probably. Haggis, yes. That wonderful beastie, the haggis. That's, I suppose that's probably portrayed quite a bit as being, you know, some great aspect of Scotland, and again, much abused. Whiskey for sure. Oh yeah. What about whiskey? You know, no one makes whiskey in the world like the Scots, and there's so many. I mean, if you started on the whiskey trail throughout Scotland, you'd be dead in a month. You know, sampling all the whiskies. And the great thing about it is the whiskies are so unique depending where they come from, whether they're from, say, Isla, or Skye, or Speyside, or other regions that they produce them. And it's all down to the water, if you like. And basically that's what whiskey is. Whiskey's an anglicised word that describes Scavach, which is the water of life. And it just depends where the water is, what kind of whiskey it produces and what it's mixed through, the peat bogs. So definitely food and drink would be one. I like to class that as one if you don't mind. But of course there's great Scotch beef as well, that's pretty much right now. So we've got beef and haggis and whiskey. What else? Well, I guess, the heritage of clans. You know, the clans, the tartan, the kilt, the pipe bands. If I could group that in one, that would be something else because, you know, I know a lot of people in the world love to see a pipe band, they love to hear a pipe band, and they love to see the dress, the kilt. I know pipe bands tend to be quite formal in their dress, but if you go to the rugby, you don't see formal dress, you just see a pair of boots, socks, and a kilt, and maybe the guy's just got a jumper, a big sweater or something on, or the ladies have got a top on. So you don't need to be formal. The pipe bands tend to be formal, but I always think that the kilt's best seen just being worn by a local guy, a local man, or even a local woman for that matter, you know. In fact, to be honest, most kilts now I see are being worn by women, just in maintain the dress, especially the further north you go, you see a lot of women still looking the play kilt. So pipe bands, the music, the kilts, and the, of course the heritage of the clans, which this all came down from, basically, was the clans, and then again internationally, because the Scots moved all over the place, there are people who, in fact, the people who follow their clans more ardently than most Scots people do, to be honest with you, you know. There's people in the world know more about my particular clan than what I do, although I do know a lot about it, but there'll be people who will have delved into that someday in Australia, America, Canada, or wherever else, because of they want to maintain that heritage, they want to maintain the knowledge of the clans and their home name. That they actually dig in. I mean, they go way in and find the history and instances of what happened in this place and that place. So I think it's great, to be honest with you. And again, it's familiarity that ruins it for the ordinary Scots people who knows people who know nothing about or virtually nothing about their clans. So that's it, man. What would be next? How many we went through? 3, 4. Of course, again, in Scotland, the geology and the scenery. Scotland's well known for its beauty. It's a small country, but within that small country, it's phenomenal and stunning beauty. More so, of course, the Cairngorms, which are a great mountain range. Everybody knows about them. We've got the Skeens done up, Aviemore and that. But those mountains tend to be the rolling, more rolling mountains, if you like. If you go to the west coast of Scotland, it's the dramatic scenery of jagged and rugged mountains, snow topped, and then the beautiful lochs, lochans. It's just a beautiful country, and I know I'm Scots and I'm saying that, but it really is. Scotland's just got so much going for it in the scenery department. And of course, tourism, which is great, but it's renowned for being small, but being absolutely beautiful in scenic terms. There you go. So we've got scenery. And the last one, I've maybe went over the 5, but forgive me if I have, or maybe even cheated a wee bit. Scotland, inventors, pretty famous for invention, to be honest with you, Stevenson. McAdam, Tar McAdam, John Logie Baird, Bell. Oh my God, there's so many, I can't remember all now. And even us, we have one here, not so much an inventor, but a discoverer. His hometown is James Younger Simpson. We have actually have a plaque on the smaller routes into the town for that, the birthplace of James Younger Simpson, who discovered the anesthetic properties of chloroform. He didn't discover chloroform, that was already discovered, but he discovered that it had anesthetic properties, and I guess many a person in the town of Bathgate and the rest of the world were very, very glad that he did so. So, discoverers, inventors, quite a great history of famous people out of Scotland for that. I suppose I could go in for quite a few, but I think that's enough. If I cover my 5 or 6, maybe 6, I don't know. Anyway, so that's my views. What I consider to be the best points that totally describe the essence of Scotland. Bye for now.